comes to eyeglasses and contact lenses, you may be confused by all the hype and special prices that sometimes turn out to be less than you bargained for. Hello, I'm Paul Licht, president of Sight for Sore Eyes. In 1979, we opened the first Sight for Sore Eyes store and made our customers a promise. We'll make your new glasses or contact lenses to the highest quality standards in the industry, give you the widest selection, and have them ready in 1 hour, all at the lowest prices in California, guaranteed. In addition, you can get your second pair or a pair for a friend at half price every day. Today, we deliver on our promise at all 25 Sight for Sore Eyes locations throughout California. So if you need new glasses or contact lenses, come to where we've lived up to our promises for over a decade. We offer superb quality, tremendous selection, 1 hour service, and the lowest prices every day. Absolutely guaranteed. That's my promise to you.
Sight for Sore Eyes. Glasses in 1 hour without the high price. Call 800-767-SIGHT for the location nearest you. It's time for Diamond Notes, brought to you by The Shane Company, your direct diamond importer in Concord, San Mateo, and Santa Clara. Open weekdays till 8:30, weekends till 5.
Well, big game for the Giants once again. They'll be looking for their 12th straight win when they face the Reds. Game time will be at about 4:30. Pair of left-handers get the call tonight. Bud Black of the Giants facing the Reds, Randy Myers. I'm Bruce McGowan with your pregame Diamond Notes here on your Northern California sports leader. Giants put the hurt on the Reds pitching staff last night. Will Clark and Kevin Mitchell banging out 7 of the Giants' 17 hits, including a pair of home runs.
2-1 pitch, and Will swings and hits one deep to right field. And see you later, folks. A home run for Will Clark, and the Giants lead 1-0. Leon again ready. 2-1 pitch, and Mitchell swings, and see you later. If it's fair, it's gone. And it lands, whoa, off of the upper deck in left field, and Kevin Mitchell has just boomed a 3-run homer.
Yeah, meanwhile, across the bridge in Oakland tonight, the A's will host the Minnesota Twins. First of a 3-game set, Bob Welch will go for Oakland this evening. Jack Morris for the Twins. Minnesota leads the White Sox by 2, the A's by 4. Twins outfielder Kirby Puckett says he's looking forward to this series.
I'm just looking forward to playing against Oakland, man. You know, we play pretty good against them, man. Hopefully we can continue the magic against them and go out there and hopefully win 2 out of 3 from them, hopefully.
Now, meanwhile, there are plenty of other crucial games tonight. The NL West leading Dodgers are in Houston, while the East front runners, the Pittsburgh Pirates, try to snap a 6-game losing streak in St. Louis tonight. Pirate manager Jim Leland says his club needs to bring their game up a notch.
We just all have to do a little bit better. We all have to chip in and do a little bit better. I got to do a little bit better. The coaches got to do a little bit better. And most importantly, the players. That's who the game belongs to and always will. They're the ones that got us where we're at, and they're the ones who will decide where we end up.
Also tonight, the White Sox will be watching the A's Twins game closely on the scoreboard while they're entertaining the Orioles. Manager Jeff Torberg of Chicago says his team's 8-game winning streak has the White Sox in good spirits.
They believe in themselves, and when you go on a streak like this, you got to have some breaks. You got to have things work for you. But this game is so cyclical, and as we said earlier, the important thing that we have done during the season is not so much a winning streak. Yeah, I'm very pleased with this, but we didn't go any prolonged losing streaks.
That's Jeff Torborg of the Chicago White Sox. Robin Ventura of the White Sox, meanwhile, has been named the American League Player of the Month for July. Third baseman batted .357 in July with 12 homers and 33 RBIs. We'll have some more sports when we return right after this.
Tom Shane.
Yes.
My fiancé and I have shopped the retail jewelers at the malls looking for a wedding set.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Shane Company, and wow, what a difference. We saw more in your showroom than we saw in all the mall stores put together.
We try hard. We really want you to have that reaction. We do carry the largest selection of bridal sets in the state. It's very important to us. First of all, we want to have the styles that are more traditional that you will find in the retail stores. Additionally, we want the unique styles, the newest styles, things that we have made for us that no one else carries. By the time you get done, we want you to be able to have a set that is really your own, something you're not going to find on one of your friends.
The Shane Company in Santa Clara on Stevens Creek Boulevard just east of the Lawrence Expressway, in San Mateo across from the Dunphy, and in Concord at Market and Willow Pass Road. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Continuing with more pregame sports news here on your Northern California sports leader, Greg Norman fired a 7-under par 65 today to take a one-shot lead over Scott Hoke after two rounds of the Buick Open, which is taking place at the Warwick Hills Golf and Country Club in Grand Blanc, Michigan. Norman is at 12-under, 132 for the tournament. Hoke follows the record-tying play yesterday where he had a 9-under 63. He had a 70 today, and he's 11 under par. Defending champion Chip Beck, PGA champion Wayne Grady, and Brad Faxon are tied at 10 under. Well, the first full weekend of NFL preseason games kicks off tonight. Two games on the schedule. Cincinnati's at Detroit. Denver hosts Indianapolis. A pair of overseas games highlights tomorrow's schedule. The 49ers will meet Chicago in Berlin. The Raiders will oppose Miami in Tokyo. And turning to other international sports news, Cuba will host the 39 Western Hemisphere nations for the next couple of weeks. The island nation and hosts the Pan American Games for the first time after years of isolation because of its communist regime. Cuba looking to emerge once again as a tourist haven. The opening ceremonies will be held tonight. Competition gets started tomorrow in such sports as diving, gymnastics, field hockey, and men's and women's softball. And that's Diamond Notes on your Northern California sports leader. I'm Bruce McGowan. A reminder, I'll be along after the game, taking your calls, talking sports with you on Sports Phone 68 after Giants baseball. I'm Bruce McGowan, KMBR Sports.
Diamond Notes has been brought to you by The Shane Company, your direct diamond importer in Concord, San Mateo, and Santa Clara. Open weekdays till 8:30, weekends till 5. Now, stay tuned for Giants baseball.
If you're thinking about buying a cellular phone, then now's the right time to call Pactel Mobile Services, the Bay Area's right connection in cellular. Look in the newspaper. You'll see that anyone can sell you a cellular phone, but not everyone can stand behind it quite as solidly as Pactel does. Pactel sets uniform service standards to ensure your cellular phone is properly installed and that it keeps working at peak performance with a free annual test and tune-up program. And if they sell you a phone that takes more than a day to repair, they'll loan you another phone with your same cellular phone number for up to 5 days while your phone is being fixed. It's all part of Pactel's new quality assurance program, and it's available now only through Pactel Mobile Services and their participating agents. Call Pactel at 1-800-PACTEL-2 for test and tune loan phone program rules. Restrictions do apply. And ask them about the new Fujitsu Pocket Commander, America's smallest and lightest cellular phone, designed to meet today's demand for smaller, more portable cellular phones. That's 1-800-PACTEL-2. Remember, Pactel Mobile Services, the right connection in cellular, a Pacific Telesis company.
There are basketball shoes, and then there are basketball shoes. Today, we will discuss neither, because today is about Catapult, a shoe which is basically a machine. Inside it is a heel spring which lifts up on your foot to help you jump higher and better and farther, and thus give you exactly what you want. Major endorsement contracts, gorgeous babes, and unlimited power. Can a shoe really do this? Compare Catapults to the shoes you now wear. It's the difference between jumping on a pillow and jumping on a diving board. Put on your shoes, take a jump, and see how high you go. Then do the same thing wearing Catapults. We call this the Catapult Challenge, and you should take it because Catapult works, and you can feel it with every step you take. Inevitably, someone's bound to ask, can a shoe that works this well actually be game legal? The answer will be decided in court. Catapult. It's not a shoe. It's a machine. We're better
homes, better house. Buying a new home before selling your old one can be a strain financially. But to sell before securing that home you want could find you out in the cold. Count on Better Homes Realty to have the answer. Better Homes' exclusive preferred financing program can provide a customized loan, enabling you to buy or sell to your best advantage. For that extra edge in buying or selling a home today, count on the experts, your independent Better Homes Realty agent.
Count on us, count on us, count on us, count on us.
Now you can take a video tour of up to 50 different homes each week in the comfort and convenience of your own living room. Watch the Better Homes Tour, Sunday mornings at 9:30 on KROM-TV, Channel 4.
Count on us, count on us, count on us, count on us. We're Better Homes, we're Better Homes, count on us.
It's time for the Roger Craik Show, brought to you by the Plumbers and Steam Fitters, Local Union 38, and their union contractors.
Hello, everybody. I'm Hank Greenwald, and welcome to the Roger Craik Show on this Friday night from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, the Giants and the Reds. We'll hear from Roger Craik in just a moment.
The Plumbers and Steam Fitters Local Union 38 and their union contractors remind you to call a licensed union plumber for your plumbing needs and get the job done right the first time. Rates can be deceiving, and there may be hidden costs. Just listen to an experienced union plumbing contractor.
If you need service on your existing heating or air conditioning system, or wish to save dollars and energy on a building retrofit, why not call the best, your union contractor, who employs trained union craftsmen.
Remember these important considerations when calling a plumber. Are they insured? Do they have a state license? Are they qualified to do the job correctly?
Union skilled labor recognizes conditions that may be hazardous or illegal.
A union plumber earns a 5-year degree that includes on-the-job training.
A decision made on low costs will cost you more in the long run. Make sure to ask if your plumber is a licensed union plumber and get the job done right the first time. This message is brought to you by the Plumbers and Steamfitters Union Local 38 and their participating contractors.
Roger, in last night's ball game, there was a rather critical moment, and it came early in the game. In fact, the very first inning, when McClellan had the bases loaded, and you went to the mound to have a brief word with him, and whatever you had to say seemed to work. As I think he threw one pitch and got Doran to fly on. They left the bases loaded, and that was a pivotal moment in that ball game. Let's talk about that.
Well, I felt the same way. You know, when you sometimes in a situation of ball game, you as a manager, you feel this is the turning point of a ball game. And if you can do something to help somebody over their hump, or if you can make a change, or bring in a relief pitcher, or whatever it might be, a pinch hitter, you know, this should be the key to the ball game. And I felt that if this kid could get out of him, and don't get me wrong, he did it himself. If he can get out of this jam right here, he might go and pitch a pretty good ball game. So I just walked out to him. I said, hey, do you know this? I know you're going to get out of this. This is the key to the ball game. I said, get this hitter out, and we're going to win the ball game for you. And I said, you're throwing good. You've got good stuff. I said, this club can't beat you. I always try to tell him positive stuff. And, you know, he did get out of the inning, and whether that helped him or not, I don't know. But I feel that it's my duty to go out there and make sure that I let him know this.
Well, I guess my supposition was pretty close to accurate. I said afterward that my thought was Roger went out there, and what he said was, after you get this guy out, here's the way I want you to walk off the mound. Because I know your approach to things.
Well, I'm a very positive thinker, but I didn't really say that exactly to him. But, you know, I think a lot of times it means a lot what the pitching coach or the manager, especially the manager, says to that pitcher at that given time. They don't want to hear anything negative. If you bring up something negative, it can really hurt them later on the ball game. I remember back when I was pitching, I had a good manager come up to me one time. I was pitching a real good ball game. He says, don't let this guy beat you. Don't throw this guy a high curve. Don't do this and don't do that. I said to myself, if I ever become a coach or a manager, I'll always say something positive to the pitcher.
Now, people have always said that the percentages may vary, but people say pitching is 75% of the game, whatever. We're not really here to put a number on it. But the point is, most people agree that that's really what influences the outcome of a baseball game. And yet people said for years that managers, there was this wise tale that managers don't make, or that the pitchers don't make good managers. Yet there is nobody in a better position to understand what a pitcher is going through than a guy who pitched himself. To be able to go out, I mean, you're sure you can have a pitching coach, but everybody knows who the boss is.
Well, I think so. Being an ex-pitcher and a pitching coach has really helped me. I really don't, I ask a lot of questions of my coaches about as far as make a decision sometime about pinch hitting or whatever it might be, a hit and run, a squeeze or something like that. But when I make a pitching change, normally I don't really have to. I use my own judgment. Sometimes I just it just comes to me all of a sudden that right, I got to make a change. I got to do this. I got to talk to him to make sure he feels okay and things like that. But the manager, you know, controls this. The pitching coach can go out and talk to him, but the manager wants to make that final decision.
McClellan pitched his first game as a Giant this year against the Phillies, and he went 7 shutout innings. And now, after that performance, was there anything you said to yourself, I want to look for the next time he goes out there? Yeah, he had a good, he had a fine outing the first time out. Now, the second time, I want to see if he can do what?
Well, I think we were kind of, you know, much as you love a kid like Mike Remlinger, he came up and shut out Pittsburgh, and then he beat the Dodgers. He didn't pitch as well, but then from there on, he didn't pitch real well. And this was kind of in the back of your mind. I said some real good things, positive things about Remlinger. But with McClellan and his background and all, I said, I want to kind of wait and see. As much as I like what he did against Philadelphia, they were struggling at the time, and they're not an offensive ball club like this club. And I said, if he can come out and pitch well against this club, then maybe we got something special here. And he pitched an outstanding ball game. I thought he mixed his pitches up extremely well. He used his split finger probably 70% of the time, and man, we're in just calling an outstanding ball game. But you're right, there was a lot of people that were a little skeptical about him. But I tell you what, this guy's got a feel for pitching. He knows how to pitch, and the one thing about him, he's not afraid. He's not scared.
All right, from Riverfront Stadium on this Friday night, that's the Roger Craig Show for today.
The Roger Craig Show has been brought to you by the Plumbers and Steam Fitters Local Union 38 and their union contractors.
If you're like most people, you like to keep your whole yard in the kind of shape that gives neighbors a little twinge of envy.
but you don't really want to break your back doing it. Roundup Grass and Weed Killer is the easy way to save you hours of hard weeding. Right now, with qualifying purchases of Roundup, you can get over $200 worth of coupons on all sorts of things to do in your spare time. So visit your participating Roundup dealer today for mail-in details and look for the Roundup display at all participating Raley's stores.
Hey, Giants fans, don't miss the big Giants Fan Club Barbecue Banquet.
Yeah, it's coming up August 10th, right after the Giants-Dodger game at the Stick. Just come on across the street to the Hyatt Regency Burlingame.
We'll have volleyball, pinballs, and baseballs.
And goofballs, Cammy, Kim, and me, Leo Laporte.
And Vita Blue and Mike McCormick.
It's $25 to benefit the Giants Fund.
And call 995-6868.
That's 995-6868 for the Giants Fan Club Barbecue Part 2, August 10th at the Hyatt Regency Burlingame from the Giant fans at the Giant 68.
KNBR.
Welcome to Baseball Digest, sponsored by Mother's Iced Raisin Cookies. Today, we're talking with base dealer Rick Riley.
Hey, babe, great to be here.
Ricky, tell us about your technique.
I go full speed, head first, right into the bag.
That's terrific. How about demonstrating with this bag?
Are you kidding? That's a bag of cookies.
Not just any bag, Ricky. A bag of Mother's incredible iced raisin cookies.
Gee, I don't know. It's kind of a tight fit there.
Think about it, Ricky. All those iced cookies with tasty raisins inside, you gotta steal it.
Yeah, well, okay. Here goes.
And Ricky is safe inside the bag. How you doing in there?
Just fine.
He's loving those Mother's iced raisin cookies. Hey, Ricky, I'm sliding in a glass of milk.
Thanks, babe.
Well, that's it for Baseball Digest. And remember, nobody cares like Mother's.
And now today's best pitch. You can score a great deal on your favorite Mother's cookies. They're on special today at PW Markets in San Jose, Scolari's Warehouse Markets in Western Nevada, and Andronico's Park and Shop.
Dream, 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 dream. Western Ranch.
The most of your visit to Weston Ranch in Stockton during Cashport. Just visit the beautiful new home communities and get your Cashport stamped, and you could win $1,000. During Cashport, a $1,000 winner will be drawn every 2 weeks. Cashport is the winning way to get to know more about this spectacular master plan community right on the fun-loving Delta. With so many new home choices and that great Delta lifestyle, life at Weston Ranch is always a winner, especially during Cashport, where $1,000 cash will be given away every 2 weeks. Visit Weston Ranch this weekend to win. Take I-5 to the French Camp exit in Stockton.
Weston Ranch.
Head out to Weston Ranch today and discover the great Delta lifestyles at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-262-8788 for details. You must be 21 to enter. Contest ends August 31st.
It's time for the Giants pregame show, brought to you by Subaru and your Northern California Subaru dealer, and by Delta Dental. Ask your employee representative about Delta, and remember, we have a plan to keep you smiling.
Stadium. It's game two of this series between the San Francisco Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Good evening, everybody. I'm Ron Fairley, along with Hank Greenwald and our engineer Gene Eberhardt. Giants won last night by a score of 8-1. That's the 11th straight that they've won. First time they have won that many ball games in 25 years. You have to go back to 1966. Since the start of June, the Giants have the best record in baseball. They have won 33 games and they have lost 19. In last night's ball game, the Giants used the long ball once again. They hit a couple of more home runs. Will Clark and Kevin Mitchell each hit their 20th home run of the season. And the Giants are now just two games under the 500 mark, and they're closing in on third place with the game going tonight against Cincinnati. Starting pitchers for tonight's ballgame, Bud Black is starting for the Giants. He is 8-8, ERA at 3.47. He has won his last two starts. This is his 22nd start of the year. In his last start, Black beat the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 2-1. He went 6 2/3 innings, gave up just the one run on four hits while striking out two. That was the game that Kevin Mitchell and Matt Williams each hit solo home runs, and Jeff Brantley came in and worked the final 2 1/3 innings to record the save. Randy Myers, the left-hander, getting one of these rare starts, will be going for Cincinnati. This will be his 45th appearance of the year and third start of the season for Randy Myers. He has a lifetime mark of 3-1 against San Francisco. So Myers, a left-hander, going against Bud Black, a left-hander for the San Francisco Giants here in Game 2. We'll be back with our pregame guest when we continue in just a moment.
Now, advice about crackers and life with Ernie the Elf Keebler.
Mr. Keebler, I prefer your Keebler Townhouse Ovals to Ritz crackers, but I feel guilty about it.
Perfectly normal. More people prefer the taste of light, buttery-tasting Townhouse, just like you. Those, however, who grew up eating Ritz can find it difficult abandoning childhood memories. I recommend snack therapy. 2 Townhouse Ovals every half hour, and call me in the morning.
Now, advice about crackers and life with Ernie the Elf Keebler.
Mr. Keebler, our family has always eaten Ritz crackers, but my son married a girl who prefers your Keebler Townhouse Ovals. I'm crushed.
Go with the flow. These days, more people prefer the taste of light, buttery-tasting Townhouse. I suggest you meet your daughter-in-law halfway over a box of Townhouse. You may find you haven't lost a son. You've gained a cracker.
Our guest, the pregame show, as we get ready for game 2 of this series here in Cincinnati, and we're visiting with Trevor Wilson. And Trevor, last night's ballgame, 8-1 victory. Giants were breezing right along. They scored early. And it was the kind of game that I would imagine that other starting pitchers are saying, hey, why don't you guys do that for me when I'm pitching? Score those runs early.
Well, I think through this whole 11-game deal, that we've scored most of our runs. I think we scored before the other guys did anyway. And that seemed to help our pitching out a lot. Plus, we're scoring 8, 9, 10 runs a game. That makes it a lot easier.
All of a sudden, I know out there in the mound, guys say, wait a minute now, the game's not on the line. I can go after this guy a little bit, and if I make a little bit of mistake, and that's fine, and keep the ball in the ballpark, that the game's not on the line. And so when you have a chance to relax like that, it makes it easier to make better pitches, doesn't it?
Yep. The only problem I have with this run is that it's going to spoil us a little bit. Right now we're thinking, God, this game is so easy to play right now. And these guys scored all these runs. I think, well, we're getting a little spoiled. And when it comes time to get back in the regular mode of baseball, you know, I don't know if we're going to make an adjustment or what, but right now it's real easy.
Well, you talk about making some adjustments. I you know, you have to have games like that now and then. You can't. I know there's an old thing in baseball that you can't constantly bring your closer in with bases loaded, nobody out all the time. Now and then you have to bring in your closer in a game situation where he has a 2 or 3 run cushion, and it's going to be a pretty good outing for him. Or he may have a 5 or 6 game lead, or run lead. And the same thing with pitching. There's nothing wrong with having a bunch of starts 15, 20 times a year where your team goes out and scores 8, 9 runs for you.
Yep, that's right. We were just hoping and praying we'd get that a little earlier, but it took a little time. Right now, shoot, the guys are just going out there and swinging the bats. Like, you know, well, I think they're hitting all together. Kevin, Will, and Matt are hitting over 300. Mm-hmm. So they're really doing a great job.
We're visiting with Trevor Wilson in the pregame show. We'll have more for you when we continue in just a moment.
1962. Before America had heard of the Beatles, John F. Kennedy was president. The Giants played the Yankees in the World Series, and Big O Tires opened its first store. 29 years later, Big O Tires continues to build its reputation for selling quality tires for less.
And now, during Big O Tires' 29th anniversary sale, save on all Big O brand tires, all Pro Comp wheels, and all shocks and struts in stock. Big O has passenger tires, truck and four-wheel drive tires, import and high-performance tires. And with every Big O brand tire, you'll get free rubber stems, free balance, free rotation every 5,000 miles, and Big O's famous full warranty for free replacement. That means if almost anything happens to your tire, Big O will fix it or replace it absolutely free. Now's the time to save on the quality and dependability of Big O Tires.
See for yourself why Big O Tires has grown from that one small store in 1962 to over 340 locations nationwide.
But hurry, sale ends this Saturday. See stores for warranty details.
Reputation you can ride on Big O Tires.
Our guest in the pregame show, Trevor Wilson, as we're getting ready for game 2 here in Cincinnati. Giants winning last night by a score of 8-1. Trevor, I want to ask you, you have won your last 3 starts, and it looks like you're really starting to settle down out there in the mound and make pitches when you have to make them, and making quality pitches and getting guys out. My question is,
Do you look at the hitters today the same way that you did when you first came up? Do they look different to you up there now?
They look different. I think just by getting a little more comfortable with what you're doing up there, not saying that I've got, you know, a lot of major league service, but after a while you start thinking anyway that you belong up here and that these guys aren't as good as they used, as you thought they were a year or two ago.
The reason I ask that is because I can just imagine a young pitcher that's going to go out and be facing a major league ball club and have some guys on the team that have big popular names and what have you, right, and say, holy cow, his bat seems to be bigger and he swings harder and I don't see any holes up there. There's nothing I can throw up the plate that I can get this guy out. Now that you've been here for a while, I think if I were to mention somebody's name right away in your mind, say, hey, I know how to pitch to this guy.
Yeah, that's starting to happen. It takes a little while. When I first came up, I was pitching the guy's baseball card stats, you know? Uh-huh. And from watching them on TV, you think, wow, geez. And finally, you get up there and now you're going to face him. You just have no clue. Especially, I can remember my first outing. My debut was against the Padres, and Keith Moreland hit that home run off me and did the little cartwheel and all that. Well, I was in shock. I was facing Templeton and Moreland and you know, their whole ball club. So Tony Gwynn, you know, I was a mess.
Mm-hmm. And then after you had a chance to see him, now that's why I wanted to ask you and talk about that just a little bit, because it looks like to me that you were, when you first came up, you were throwing the ball to the catcher and hoping that the hitter wouldn't hit it. Now it looks like when you're pitching, you're attacking the hitter. You're attacking spots in the strike zone with whatever pitch you'd have selected. But you're going after the hitter. Right. A little different now.
Right. I think it's been a slow process of doing that. I'm starting to feel a lot more comfortable mechanically. And you know, you gotta be the aggressor, or else they're gonna, you know, they're getting paid a lot of money to swing the bat. So you gotta take charge and make them hit your pitch. So right now things are happening. I'm throwing up and in once in a while, and that's working.
Good. That you have to pitch there. Not that your idea that you're gonna try to hit somebody, but that you have to run a pitch up right around the letters and get them off the plate, and get now and then they'll swing at it.
Right. That's exactly the at bat that. The guy hit two home runs off me the other day, left fielder.
Calderon.
The third at-bat that I had, that he had against me, I finally threw one up and in on him and got him, I think, a little frustrated. And the next pitch was a fastball, and he didn't, you know, locked him up.
I'll tell you what, you keep pitching the way you have the last three games, and you're going to win a lot of ball games. Thanks for the visit.
Thanks, Ron.
All right. Trevor Wilson, our guest at the pregame show. We'll have more for you when we come back in just a moment.
Okay, this is a living room.
Nice.
And this is the den.
Great. Roger, as your friend, I have to ask. You've been here for months. You don't have a stick of furniture. You've got sleeping bags.
Well, we wanted a bigger house, buyer's market, and also we had to type a lot of cash up front and do without a few particulars.
Like a refrigerator? Raj, did you go to First Nationwide Bank?
No. Why?
First Nationwide Bank has 0-point home loans, fixed and adjustable. You don't have to tie up as much cash.
We could have gotten a couch.
Yeah.
I remember what a couch feels like.
Well, I saved thousands on my closing costs.
Bed, too. You know, I would have put the bed right here in the bedroom.
A First Nationwide Bank 0-point home loan lets you keep a lot of cash in your pocket.
Could have gotten drapes.
Yeah.
Instead of sunglasses.
Roger.
You know, my kids don't mind, though. They think it's like camping without the mosquitoes.
Raj.
My wife thinks it's an adventure. She promised to come back when it's over.
Raj, hello?
To find out about 0-point loans and how to save $300 on your fees, call First Nationwide Bank at 1-800-THE-BANK. Certain restrictions may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our guest, the pregame show, Trevor Wilson. Hope you enjoyed the conversation as we're getting ready for game two of this series. Giants taking on the Cincinnati Reds. Giants have won 11 straight. Bud Black is starting for the Giants tonight. He's going after his ninth victory of the year, and this will be his 22nd start of the season. For Bud Black, he has won his last two starts. Randy Meyer is a left-hander going for Cincinnati. He is 4-8, ERA at 3.69, and this will be his third start. And for Myers, a lifetime mark of 3-1 against San Francisco. Two left-handers in game two of this series. That'll do it for the pregame show. Stay tuned. Giants and the Reds coming up next.
The Giants pregame show has been brought to you by Subaru and your Northern California Subaru dealer. By Delta Dental. Ask your employee representative about Delta. And remember, we have a plan to keep you smiling. guests on the Giants pregame show receive gift certificates from the Shane Company, the direct diamond importer, with three locations in Concord, San Mateo, and Santa Clara.
We finally get there over 2 hours late. The two-year-old sleeping on my shoulder. My wife is tangled up in two overtired kids and four overstuffed suitcases. The girl at the budget counter takes one look at us, smiles, and says, "You look like you could use an upgrade." I groan. I ask, "Right, how much more?" She hands me the keys and says, "Tonight is the same price, sir." So what do you think I said to that? No?
Get a full-size car Sunday through Wednesday for just $39 per day with unlimited mileage until August 28th at all Bay Area budget locations. Optional loss damage waiver, $8.99 per day. Other important restrictions apply. Call 875-6850. Ask about their frequent renter program.
That was the first time I ever rented from budget. Three vacations and six business trips later, I still do.
The smart money is on budget.
My name is Tom Duarte. I'm the owner and administrator of Clinton Village Convalescent Hospital in Oakland. When it comes to painting the interior of a hospital such as mine, the health and safety of the patients is very important. 3 or 4 years ago, we had a company come in and paint. It became a major problem. When I did the job this time with chemical-free paint, no odors, we couldn't smell anything. The patients were really happy. They were very excited about the fact that they could go back in within 8 hours. The job was great. It was really well done. The most important part of the entire project, from my perspective, was the fact that they used paint without hazardous odors, chemicals, or fumes.
Like the patients at Tom Duarte's 100-bed hospital, you can now breathe easy with Armstrong's new interior environmental painting. Sensitive to latex paints, fumes, odors, or vapors? Armstrong has the answer. Before you paint the inside of your home or office, think safe. Call Armstrong 777-1234. That's three sevens and a 1234.
Whether you're at home or at the park, nothing goes better with Giants Baseball than a delicious snack from your nearby Safeway Deli Department. For easy meals and terrific sandwiches, it's Lewis Rich Turkey. Lewis Rich really is turkey worth talking about. From Lewis Rich smoked or oven-roasted turkey breast to Lewis Rich honey-roasted turkey. With Lewis Rich, you know you're getting the best. And when it comes to ham, there's nothing like a Russer smoked Virginia ham. Fry it up for breakfast, slice it thin for sandwiches, or try a delicious ham steak for dinner. Russer smoked Virginia and honey maple hams are all natural and all delicious. And what tailgate party would be complete without Columbus salami? It's a San Francisco favorite. Team Columbus salami up with Columbus lean roast beef, pastrami, and corned beef, and you'll have a feast you'll never forget. It's Columbus for the freshest, tastiest cold cuts you've ever eaten. Giants fans, don't forget to stock up on Lewis Rich, Russer Hams, and Columbus salami at your nearest Safeway deli before every game. Come see and taste the difference at Safeway today. Giants Baseball is brought to you on the Giant 68 KNVR San Francisco by the folks at CSAA, who remind you to speak softly and carry a big club. The California State Automobile Association, your AAA in Northern California and Nevada. On the air with Hank Greenwald and Ron Fairley. The 1991 Giants are brought to you by Safeway. At Safeway, you don't have to give up quality and selection to save. By your local Chevron dealer and high-quality Chevron Supreme with Tecraline. By Budweiser, the king of beers. Nothing beats a Bud. By the Farmers Insurance Group of Companies. Over 10 million Americans depend on Farmers. By Great Western's family of companies. $40 billion strong. By Pacific Bell, we're making things easier. A Pacific Telesis company. By Southwest Airlines with frequent flights and low fares from Oakland to LAX. And by your True Value hardware stores. And now, the San Francisco Giants.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Riverfront Stadium, where we're getting ready for game two of this series between the San Francisco Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Right now, the Cincinnati Reds are taking the field. The umpires are out, getting ready to exchange the lineup card. Bud Black is starting for the Giants tonight, and he'll be going against left-hander Randy Myers. We'll be back with the starting lineups for this evening's game when we continue in just a moment.
Oh,
fresh taste won't fill you up and never lets you down. And doesn't an ice-cold Bud Light sound real good right now?
Question. Why is good gasoline like car insurance? Face it, a car is one of your top investments. The wrong gasoline can drag down your car's performance. But high-octane Chevron Supreme has Tecraline, our patented cleansing additive for insurance against intake system damage and hesitation. You invested in a great car. Now give that investment the protection it needs, a great gasoline. Chevron Supreme. We're with you all the way.
It began 63 years ago with a simple idea. Provide the best protection possible, and it had a simple name, Farmers Insurance. Today, over 10 million people look to Farmers Insurance for the same reason, and they know year after year, America can depend on Farmers.
You're listening to Giants Baseball on the Giant 68 KNBR.
Umpires have had their meeting at the home plate area. Tonight, the men in blue, Doug Harvey, will be behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Gary Darling at first base, Dutch Rennert at second, and Tom Hallion umpiring at third. Let's run down those starting lineups. For the Giants, leading off and playing center field is Darren Lewis. Batting second in right field, Willie McGee. Batting third, first baseman Will Clark. Batting fourth in left field, Kevin Mitchell. Batting fifth, third baseman Matt Williams. Batting sixth at second base, Robbie Thompson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Kurt Manwaring. Batting eighth at shortstop, Jose Uribe. And on the mound, left-handed pitcher Bud Black with a record of 8-8. Lewis, McGee, Clark, Mitchell, Williams, Thompson, Manwaring, Uribe, and then Black. For the Reds, Barry Larkin leads off and plays center field. I take that, Barry Larkin plays shortstop, I beg your pardon. Batting second and playing center field is Billy Hatcher. Batting third, third baseman Chris Sable. Batting fourth in left field, Glenn Braggs. Batting fifth at first base this evening, Carmelo Martinez. Batting sixth at second base, Mariano Duncan. Batting seventh in right field, Paul O'Neill. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Oliver. And Randy Myers on the mound with a record of 4-8. Larkin, Hatcher, Sable, Braggs, Martinez, Duncan, O'Neill, Oliver, and then Myers. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority, the San Francisco Giants, and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions and account of this game without the express written consent of KNBR and the San Francisco Giants is prohibited. Darren Lewis will be the leadoff batter for the Giants. Giants winning last night by a score of 8-1. They have won 11 straight. First time they have won 11 straight in 25 years. And since the start of June, Giants have the best record in the National League. They have won 33 and lost 19. Lewis, standing in, was 1-for-6 in last night's game. Myers ready, winds, and the first pitch of the ball game is in there for a call, strike one. This game getting underway at 36 minutes after the hour. Temperature at game time, 95 degrees. The 0-1 pitch is just outside. One ball, one strike. Very hot afternoon and somewhat humid here in Cincinnati. Another good crowd on hand. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and Lewis fouls it straight back. And the count is 1-2. Randy Myers making his 45th appearance, and this is only his third major league start. He has been used strictly in relief, but because of things happening with the Reds and their pitching staff this year, he has been put in that starting rotation. There's a drive over the bag at first. That's going to get into the right field corner. Lewis, on his way to second, will go in with a stand-up double. And that's how this game gets underway. So Lewis hitting a shot between Martinez and the bag at first base. And the Giants have a man in scoring position. And the batter will be Willie McGee. Lewis last night hit 5 ground balls to short and then decided to go the other way and he got a base hit. So he went the other way to start things off here this evening. Here's a pitch on the way to McGee, and that's low and outside. One ball, no strikes.
McGee had three hits in last night's game. He's batting .370 against Cincinnati pitching this year, including a home run and six runs driven in. Myers comes set, and the pitch on the way, and McGee bounces one over the bag at first once again. McGee holding it and now will go to first base with a base hit, and Lewis scores, and the Giants lead 1-0. Holy cow, McGee stayed at home and didn't go, and the first base umpire, Gary Darling, signaled fair ball, and McGee only got a single out of it, but the Giants have taken the lead. I was watching McGee, and when he stopped, I assumed that that was going to be a foul ball, but I made the mistake, and that is looking at McGee. I should have been looking at the umpire. So the Giants lead by a score of 1-0. And for McGee, that is his fourth hit already of this series, and this is just the start of the second game, and he has picked up his 21st RBI of the year. So the next batter is Will Clark. We are sitting on the first base side and almost in line with home plate and the third base bag. And so that ground ball down first like that, we don't have a good shot of it. Here's Clark standing up. And the first pitch to him is high, one ball and no strikes. So when that ball was hit, I was watching McGee, and he stopped. He stayed there at home plate. And then all of a sudden, the first base umpire said, fair ball. One old pitch, and that is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Clark last night, three hits, including a home run, his 20th of the year. He is now tied for third in the National League with 20 home runs. Leads the league with 76 runs driven in. 2-0 pitch in the way, and Clark fouls it back out of play off to the left. Two balls, one strike. On deck is Kevin Mitchell. Giants scored in the first inning last night. Will Clark with a home run, his 20th of the year, we mentioned to you. There's a toss to first base, and McGee is back. Myers comes set again, a toss to first base. McGee with a very short lead, and almost like he takes just one step back and he's on the bag. Really, with 11 stolen bases coming into tonight's play. 2-1 pitch, and Clark takes high, and the count is now 3-1. Now we can kind of keep our eye on McGee. He might be going here in that 3-1 count. Got a better chance right now, I would think, on a 3-2 count. Runner does not go, and the pitch to Clark, that's in there for a strike, and now it's a full count, 3-2, and we might see McGee go here. Randy Myers on the mound, set once again, McGee with a good lead. There goes the runner, the pitch is high, ball four, and down to first base goes Clark. So the Giants have runners at first and second. Nobody out, and Kevin Mitchell the batter. And with that, time called as Oliver goes out and wants to talk things over with Myers. Mitchell last night had four hits. He had three singles and a three-run homer. And in the last eight games, Mitchell is batting only .438. Only .438. With four home runs and 12 runs driven in. He has been hot. Mitchell waits, pitch on the way, and a pitch is inside. One ball, no strikes. Giants lead 1-0 already. We're in the top half of the first inning. McGee at second base. Clark at first. Myers ready, and the next pitch is lowered inside, and the count is 2-0. And so now Myers is really flirting with trouble because you fall behind these big, powerful hitters. And they have a tendency to sit on a pitch or look for a particular pitch, and if they get it, look out.
2-0 pitch in the way, and Mitchell lays off that pitch. It is low ball three. And so now Roger Craig has a decision to make. Do you let Mitchell hit 3-0? Matt Williams coming up next. Let's see what Roger has in mind. Does Roger feel aggressive today, or want to play a little bit more cautious? 3-0 pitch. Mitchell swings and pops it up a mile high into right center field. O'Neill is under it, makes the catch, and runners have to hold. So that is out number one and brings up the third baseman, Matt Williams. Well, Roger feeling pretty aggressive, allowing Mitchell to hit 3-0. And Randy Myers dodged a bullet because he gave Mitchell a fastball to hit. It was up just a little bit, but Mitchell got under it just a hair. So with one away, the batter is Matt Williams. Matt came out of last night's game. He says his back went out on him and on that one particular at bat. But then they worked on him last night, and apparently whatever it is that was bothering him went away, or his back went back into place or something. But he's feeling much better here this afternoon. First pitch on the way to Matt, and he lays off the pitch. It's low and outside. Myers trying to pitch Williams low and away in hopes that he will try to pull the ball and maybe hit a ground ball to short or third and get a double play and get out of the inning. But Matt, being more selective up at the plate here in recent games, has laid off that pitch. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Matt swings, and there's a ground ball off the glove of Sabo, and it ricochets to Larkin, and Matt Williams is on with an infield base hit. All the runners move up 90 feet. So Matt with an infield base hit. That is the third hit here in the inning. And the batter is Robbie Thompson. Sabo, moving to his left, just did get a glove on it. Had he not been able to get a glove on it, the ball would have gone into left field. But it ricocheted to Larkin, and Larkin had no play on anyone. So bases are loaded. And here is Robbie Thompson. Robbie went 0 for 5 last night. Here's the pitch, and that's in there, strike one. Robbie batting 257, 14 home runs. That's just one shy of his career high. He hit 15 home runs last year. And for Thompson, he's driven in 31 runs. Bases loaded. Top of the first, 1-0 Giants. The 0-1 pitch in the way, and it's just outside with a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. Already, Myers is having a difficult inning. We have heard us refer to starting pitchers have two or three innings in which they really have to work hard. 1-1 pitch, ground ball, and the hold, base hit into left field. McGee scores. Here comes Clark around. He scores, and the Giants lead 3-0. And that's your Giants replay. You can win $50 cash with Leo Laporte tomorrow morning on the Giants 68, sponsored by Howard Tire, Northern California's leader in performance tires, service, and selection. So Robbie Thompson picks up two RBIs as he singles into left field. And the Giants have runners at first and second, and Kurt Manwaring the batter. First pitch to Manwaring is fouled straight back to the screen. Kurt had a good cut at that pitch. Still just one man out here in the inning. Manwaring had two hits last night. Both of them were doubles. Myers ready, and Manwaring fouls the next pitch back toward us. Hits off the facing above us and goes into the stands below us. 0-2 count. Randy Myers, 6'1", 210, make that 215-pound left-hander. Stares in, gets the signs from Oliver, takes too much time, and with that, Manwaring steps out of the batter's box. Manwaring. Waring batting 271. Giants leading 3-0. We're in the first inning. Myers ready, and the pitch to Manwaring is just high, 1-2. Myers once again with the signs, not too happy with the selection of Oliver, steps off the rubber, and with that, Manwaring steps out. One ball and two strikes. Matt Williams at second, Robbie Thompson at first. Myers ready. 1-2 pitch, a check swing, Manwaring holds up in time as first base umpire Gary Darling said no, he did not go around, and right now Darling not the favorite umpire here in Cincinnati after that call on the ball hit by McGee, and now check swing by Manwaring. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch on the way, and Manwaring grounds one to second. Duncan has it, goes to Larkin, and that is all they get. Duncan's throw to Larkin was high, and Larkin not able to get Manwaring at first, and so Kurt is on with a fielder's choice. Thompson is out 4-6. And the batter will be Jose Uribe. Boy, it is very important to get a team to turn a lot of double plays. It has to start with an accurate throw by whatever infielder catches the ground ball. It has to start with an accurate throw. Otherwise, the guy at second base will not be able to turn that double play with any regularity. First pitch to Uribe is in there for a strike. When you watch guys like Uribe and Robbie Thompson work day in and day out practicing that very same thing, you can understand why those guys are so good at turning that double play. The 0-1 pitch, and Uribe takes strike two. That may be the first breaking ball that Myers has gotten over here in the inning. 3-0 Giants. They have runners at first and third. Uribe had two hits last night. Manwaring with the lead at first base. 0-2 pitch, swung on, a ground ball. Fielded by Carmelo Martinez at first. He steps to the bag inside, retired. In the inning, three runs, three hits, 2 minutes left. We go to the bottom of the first. Giants leading 3-0.
Every weekday morning, it's the Giants Profile, sponsored by PG&E, at your service. The Giants Profile weekday mornings at 7:15 with Frank and Mike on the Giants 68 KNBR, San Francisco, Northern California's sports leader.
It's a splash.
Into the cool when you're sizzling.
Inside.
A dip.
Into a waterfall.
When the sun won't let you hide.
From the first taste.
To the last.
It's a cascade.
Of refreshment.
Drenching you.
Cooling you.
On a hot summer day.
A warm night.
Or anytime.
When it's time.
To feel refreshed.
It's time to drink in.
The delicious cool.
Of Lipton iced tea.
That's it, Lipton.
Escape the heat.
Immerse yourself
in the one and only
refreshing cool
of Lipton iced tea.
This is refreshment that's one of a kind. This is Lipton tea time. This is refreshment that's one of a kind.
Lipton tea time.
This is Lipton tea time.
The Plumbers and Steam Fitters Local Union 38 remind you to call a licensed union plumber and get the job done right the first time. Medical facilities are always maintained by skilled union labor. They protect the health of the nation by eliminating unsanitary conditions. Ask the right questions. Call a licensed union plumber.
Ring Talk is back. That's right, boxing fans. Ring Talk, hosted by yours truly, Pedro Fernandez, is back on the Giant 68 every Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. That's Ring Talk on Northern California sports leader, KNBR, the Giant 68.
Bud Black to the mound as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Larkin, Hatcher, and Sable to be facing Bud Black. Black is making his 22nd start of the year. His last start beat the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1 at Candlestick. He went 6 2/3 innings. And he gave up just one run and four hits. You recall that was the game that Kevin Mitchell and Matt Williams each hit solo home runs. And then Jeff Bradley came in and worked the final two and one-third innings and picked up the save. Against Cincinnati this year, Black has a record of 0-1. Larkin comes into this game, batting .296 with 15 home runs, 44 runs driven in. He has hit in 13 straight since the All-Star break. Second in the National League in slugging percentage is Larkin. Bud Black winds, and the first pitch to Berry, and it's inside. One ball, no strike. Reds have lost 16 of the last 21 games that they've played. However, the last eight games, though, they have been swinging the bat much better. 1-0 pitch is high, ball two. The Reds have been averaging 13 hits per game during the last eight games, and they have a team batting average right at .330. So they have been coming around. Unfortunately, they haven't won as many games. 2-0 pitch, and that's low and inside, ball three. Well, that's the one thing that Bud Black does not want to do, and that, of course, is to walk the leadoff man, especially the fact that he has a 3-0 lead already. 3-0 pitch on the way, and that is high, ball four. And on four straight pitches, Larkin draws the base on ball. And that will bring up the center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Hatcher, 1-for-4 last night, is working on a 9-game hitting streak. On deck, Chris Sabol. Ribe and Thompson, a double play, depth up the middle. First pitch to Hatcher is low, one ball, no strikes. And you can just see Roger Craig starting to squirm in the dugout. And now time is called. Kurt Manwaring going out and talking with Bud Black. They now calm down. Well, we know it's warm, 95 degrees at game time. But you got to throw some strikes. Manwaring now behind the plate. Hatcher comes into this game with a .274 batting average, right-handed hitter. Larkin with a very good lead at first, and the next pitch outside, ball two, six in a row. Back again ready, 2-0 pitch, high, ball three, seven in a row. If you're hoping that now time is called, here comes Norm Sherry out. And he's going to have a little quick meeting with Bud Black. Right now, he'd love to be able to throw a strike and maybe get Hatcher to hit into a double play, but the Reds have hit into only 49 double plays this year. That is fewest in the National League. Norm finishing up his brief meeting and now jogs back toward the dugout. Three balls and no strikes to Hatcher. Larkin on at first base. Chris Sabo on deck. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Well, it stopped right there. Three balls, one strike. Hatcher had a hit in four at-bats last night. There's an easy toss to first base, and Larkin is back. Black getting the signs from Manwaring. Here's the pitch on the way, and it is ball four, and to first base goes Hatcher. Second base on balls issue. And that brings up Chris Sabol. Sabol, the last eight games, has been hot, batting at a 360 clip. Comes into this game overall this year with a 287 average. He has hit 16 home runs and driven in 51. Reds with runners at first and second. Nobody out. Black ready, and the pitch to Sabo is outside. One ball, no strike. Giants leading 3-0. And Black putting himself in a hole. 1-0 pitch in the way, and that is high ball two. And with that, we start to see action in the Giants bullpen. Rod Beck is going to start to loosen up. Two balls and no strikes. Black has made 11 pitches. 10 of them have been out of the strike zone. 2-0 pitching away, and Sabo takes low ball three. You would think a veteran pitcher and a good pitcher, Bud Black, can throw the ball over the plate. Well, he's having trouble here. Three balls and no strikes. Pitch on the way, and Sabo takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's now 3-1. And when you talk to a pitcher that is going through something like that, he says, you know, I'm trying to throw the ball right down the middle of the plate, and I can't do it. Happens every now and then. 3-1 pitch in the way, and Sabo hits one high in the air in the left field. Coming in is Mitchell, and he's there, makes the catch, and Sabo is out number one. Thank you very much. And let's pause for station identification on the Giants radio network.
Hi, this is Bruce McGowan reminding you to stay tuned for Sports Phone 68. I'll be taking your calls after tonight's game as Ralph is on vacation, so join in or tune in. Sports Phone 68, heard only on the Giant 68 KNBR in San Francisco, Northern California's sports leader.
So with one man out here in the first inning, the bottom of the first, next batter will be Glenn Braggs, the left fielder. Braggs, 1-for-2 last night. Hit a shot into right center field. He is big and he is strong. Giants leading 3-0. Reds have runners at first and second. Bud Black ready. And the pitch to Glenn Braggs is inside. One ball, no strikes. Home plate umpire Doug Harvey. And sometimes Harvey has a relatively small strike zone. Very consistent. Maybe a small strike zone. 1-0 pitch in the way, and that misses ball two. Black is not missing by very much, but he is definitely missing. 2-0. Last 20 games, Braggs batting at a 311 clip. Larkin at second base, Hatcher at first. 2-0 pitch, and that is hit hard over the bag at third, and the ball hits in the bullpen area and goes up into the stands for a ground rule double, and the Reds are on the scoreboard. Giants lead 3-1. Probably a good thing for the Giants that the ball hit the upslope of the pitcher's mound and went into the air and went into the stands, because I'm not too sure that Hatcher, with his speed, he might have been able to score. Maybe that will save the Giants a run. Reds with runners at second and third. Still just one man out, and here is Carmelo Martinez. Martinez, recently acquired by Cincinnati. Martinez was over in the American League. And here is the first pitch, and that misses. One ball and no strike. Bud Black has fallen behind every hitter he has faced so far. That's not a normal type of a start for Bud Black. 1-0 pitch, and that's in there for a strike. Carmelo Martinez has a 300 career batting average against the Giants. In fact, the highest for him against any other National League team. Next pitch, foul straight back. 1-2. On deck, Mariano Duncan. Black working out of the windup. 1-2 pitching away, and that is swung on and missed strike three. Martinez chased a high fastball and couldn't catch up to it. Big strikeout for Bud Black, 2 men are out. And the batter is Mariano Duncan. Well, if Black can get Duncan, I think Black can consider himself lucky to get out of this inning with just the 1 run. But he still has 1 out to go. Duncan standing in, batting just 215. And the first pitch is swung on. A big chopper to Matt Williams at third. He has it. Goes to Clark, and they get Duncan inside retired. And Black gets out of it with a minimal amount of damage. 1 run on 1 hit. 2 men are left. We go to the second inning. Giants leading 3-1.
Question. Is there something your car maker didn't tell you about gasoline? Maybe they didn't recommend a particular brand when they handed over the keys, but here's a clue. Every major U.S. car maker uses Chevron Unleaded and only Chevron in their 50,000-mile EPA emission system durability test. In other words, they know Chevron Unleaded with Tecraline helps keep engines running clean at peak performance. Chevron, we're with you all the way. Chevron Supreme Motor Oil, formulated to give you the quality engine protection you need to keep your car humming at the peak of performance. Chevron Supreme Motor Oil actually exceeds manufacturer's warranty requirements, so it's great at controlling engine deposits and an excellent choice for preventing excessive engine wear. So pour in some Chevron Supreme Motor Oil and improve the quality of your engine's life.
You can do it with True Value.
Hi, this is Pat Summerall. All stores were not created equal. That becomes very clear when you walk into one of those huge chain stores. You can get lost looking for what you need. And finding help? Forget it. So don't waste your time. Go to a True Value hardware store. They understand personal service. They have to, because helping you is all they do. So the next time you have a job to do, go to your local True Value hardware store or home center.
The 1991 San Francisco Giants are brought to you in part by the Pacific Bell Smart Yellow Pages, the most complete yellow pages with the most ads, the most goods and services, the most information, the most... Well, let's put it this way. If it's not in here, maybe it doesn't exist.
Giants leading by a score of 3-1. We go to the second inning. And the first pitch to Bud Black is inside, 1-0. Giants sent 8 men to the plate in their half of the first. Reds sent 6. Giants leading 3-1. 1-0 pitch, and that is high ball 2. 2-0. Myers' next pitch to Black is in there for a strike. Randy Myers, acquired from the Mets in 1989. That was a trade that involved the starting pitcher last night. There's another pitch that's in there for a strike. 2-2 now to Black, involving John Franco. And Randy Myers, primarily a relief pitcher throughout all of his career. 2-2 pitch, and Black swings and misses strike 3. Strikeout number 1 for Myers, and we go back to the top of the order in Darren Lewis, who doubled and scored in the first inning. Well, you can make your next big meeting or banquet something special. Have it at the new KC Masterpiece Home Plate Club at Candlestick Park. Reserve it for groups up to 150 and enjoy fine dining and modern meeting facilities. For information, call 415-330-2439. Darren Lewis runs up as if to bunt. He takes the pitch high. 1-0.
1-0 pitching away, and Lewis swings and misses. 1-1. Giants in fourth place, a half a game behind the Cincinnati Reds. Victory tonight will put the Giants in third place. 1-1 pitch, and that's in there, strike two. By the way, Dennis Martinez is pitching tonight for Montreal. Of course, his last outing pitched a perfect game against the Dodgers. And we'll let you know how he is doing. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And Lewis with a big high chopper over the mound. In comes Larkin. He has it. Throws to first in time. And once again, Darren Lewis hitting ground balls to the shortstop again. 6-3 to put out. We're having some fun with Darren after the ball game last night. He had hit 5 ground balls to short. And so he decided to have a little fun with him. And he took it in a very nice fashion. Very delightful young man. He really is. And he's also a pretty good center fielder, too. Here is Willie McGee, and McGee takes strike one. Count of 0-1. McGee singled his first at bat. Swings and misses. And the count is 0-2. McGee batting .332 as he stands in. Randy Myers starts his windup. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it's outside. The count is 1-2. Myers, in his last outing, that was on Sunday against the Cardinals, went 5 1/3 innings before giving up a base hit. 1-2 pitch, and McGee hits one hard at Mariano Duncan, who tries to backhand it, and the ball ricochets off his glove and goes into center field. And I'm sure they'll give McGee a base hit. Duncan tried to play it off to one side and do the old lay backhanded type of a play, but it didn't work. And so McGee has his second hit. And a base hit has been given to McGee, and that'll bring up Will Clark. And you can hear the grumbling in the background. Clark walked and scored his first at bat. And the first pitch is high to Will. 1-0. Clark had a good month of July, where he batted .322. And he hit 7 home runs and drove in 18. He's off to a good start here in the month of August. Clark swings, and the next pitch is a high fly ball, slicing down the left field line. That'll get back into the crowd. One ball and one strike. On the road this year, Clark has been particularly effective, batting at a .344 clip. Although he has hit more home runs at home, he's hit 12 home runs at home and only 6 in the road. But Clark has driven in 43 runs on the road. 1-1 pitch. And there's a drive into right field. Coming on is O'Neill. He makes the catch, and that takes care of the Giants in their half of the second. No runs, a hit. A man is left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Giants leading 3-1.
Here's Roger Craig for Safeway.
When you're looking for the best quality and selection at the best prices, Safeway is the only game in town. Just take a look at this week's Giants specials.
Save on the quality you deserve with this week's Giant Specials at Safeway. You can take advantage of a terrific price on durable, hefty, tall kitchen tie bags. You just can't buy stronger trash bags, and you'll save because now 34-count boxes are just $2.79 each. You'll also save on top-quality Lucerne ice cream. Made with all-natural ingredients, it comes in a variety of great flavors. And this week, you can pick up 3 half-gallon containers for only $6. Plus, you'll save on Best Buy Monterey Jack cheese. Choose from 24 to 40-ounce sizes and stock up, because this great-tasting cheese is just $1.99 a pound. Come in and save with Giant Specials, only at Safeway through August 6.
Get more for your money. Check out this week's lineup of Giant Specials, only at Safeway.
Safeway, best of everything.
Why list your house with a Realty World agent? Because Realty World agents get the best training in the industry. I should know. I am one. We learn that good service means getting to know you and your needs. Then we use our training to help you set the right price and sell your home quickly. If you want to feel good about the agent who's selling your home, Drop by a Realty World office today.
The right agent makes all the difference in the world. Realty World. Check your white pages for the Realty World office nearest you.
San Francisco Giants Baseball is brought to you by your local Chevron dealer and high-quality Chevron Supreme with the cleansing power of Tecraline, and by Budweiser, the king of beers, with that distinctively clean, crisp, cold taste. Nothing beats a Bud.
This is Northern California's sports leader, the Giant 68, KNBR.
Paul O'Neill, the leadoff batter for Cincinnati here in the second inning. And Black starts him off with strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that is a bit outside. One ball, one strike. Neal last night getting his 18th home run of the year. That is a career high for him. He has driven in 54 runs. 1-1 pitch. Off-speed pitch inside. Two balls and one strike. Giants leading 3-1. We're in the bottom of the second. Two-one pitch in the way, and O'Neill hits it off the hands and pops it up at shortstop. Jose Uribe calling for it, makes the catch, one away. And that will bring up the catcher, Joe Oliver. Oliver batting .221, four home runs, 14 runs driven in. And the first pitch misses, one ball and no strikes. Oliver, right-handed hitter. Giants play him straight away in the infield and the outfield. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss and a changeup. One ball, one strike. Black again ready. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on. There's drive into left center field. That's going to get down and bounce over the head of Darren Lewis. Into second base goes Oliver. A one-out double for Oliver. And the pitcher will be the batter. It's the second time we have seen Darren Lewis play a ball in which it has bounced over his head. He is not accustomed to playing on the carpet. Got over and looked like he was going to field the ball in one hop, but then it got over his head. That is an adjustment that that young man is going to have to make. That is not to suggest that Oliver would have been held to a single. Probably would have had a double anyway. Here's the first pitch to Randy Myers, and Myers swings and misses. He swung and missed, and when he finally maintained his balance, he was out of the batter's box. Myers didn't have a chance to swing the bat, I don't think, that often. The 0-1 pitch, and Myers takes inside. One ball, one strike. Yeah, Myers took a cut at that and almost fell down. One ball, one strike. Runner at second base. Pitch on the way and a breaking ball in there for a call of strike two. Now time is called. There is something in the playing field that Darren Lewis goes way out into right center field and tosses that over the fence, and we'll get this game back underway. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch from Black is swung on and missed, strike three. Second strikeout for Bud Black. Two men are out here in the second inning, and here is Barry Larkin. Walked and scored his first at bat. Oliver with the lead at second. And the pitch to Larkin is a breaking ball, one ball and no strike. Mentioned to you that Larkin was second in the league. Well, I made a mistake. He's third in the league. Clark is second. Next pitch to Larkin is in there with a changeup, and that evens up the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Once again, something has come on the field out there in right center. I think we have a little bit better crowd tonight than we did last night. And once again, Lewis going over and picking up and throwing it out of the ballpark, tossing it over the fence. Giants trying to win their 12th straight. Right now, they have the third longest winning streak since moving to San Francisco. Next pitch inside, 2-1. They won 12 straight back in April and May of 1966. Their best winning streak is 14. That was in 1965. 2-1 pitch, and Larkin takes strike two. By the way, the 11-game winning streak by the Giants is the longest in the National League this year. Only longer streaks have been in the American League. 15 by Minnesota. Texas Rangers won 14 in a row. 2-2 pitch, and it's inside, full count now, 3-2 to Larkin. Three balls and two strikes. Black staring down, gets the signs from Manwaring. Pauses at the belt, looks back at second. 3-2 pitch, swung on and rolled foul outside of third. Giants don't even look like the same team they were early in the season. Of course, it's tough to look good when you lose ball games, which gets back to that old saying in baseball, you're never quite as bad as you look when you're losing, and you're never quite as good as you think you are when you're winning. Three balls and two strikes, and the pitch on the way, and that is swung on, hit deep to left field. Mitchell goes back, and the game is tied at three. Larkin with a two-run homer. Hit his 16th home run of the year. And we're tied at three. And that brings up the center fielder, Billy Hatcher. And the pitch to Hatcher is low, one ball, no strike. Bud Black did not have his control here this evening. The 1-0 pitch in the way, and Hatcher fouls it straight back. When the opposing hitters get the idea that you can't get anything over, seems like they narrow their strike zone down so that it is very small, and they look for pitches right down the middle. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and there's a base hit center field. Lewis gets it back to the infield. Hatcher is now 1-for-1 and has a 10-game hitting streak. And that brings up Chris Sabo. Seen pitchers have gone along where first few innings they just don't seem to have things going, and then all of a sudden they settle down and then pitch a good ball game for you. Hopefully that's what Black will do here tonight. With the lead at first base. Sabo waits. Pitch on the way, and Sabo takes strike one. Sabo fly to left field, his only at bat. Game
tied at three. Barry Larkin with a two-run homer has tied it here in the second inning. There's a toss to first base, and Hatcher is back. IBM tail of the tape, 398 feet. Again, a toss to first base, and once again, Hatcher back. Sable windmilling the bat at the plate as the next pitch is low and outside, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Collazo going through some signs at third base. Tony Perez coaching for the Reds over at first. Black again ready. And there is a toss to first base. One ball, one strike. And the pitch on the way. And it is a fastball high. And the count is 2-1. Sable again stands in there ready to hit. Black taking his time, 2-1 pitch, off-speed pitch, high ball, three. Times that we have seen Black most effective is when he's been able to get his changeups over, and that makes his fastball a little bit more difficult to hit. But tonight, he has not had control of either one of them. 3-1 pitch, and Sable swings and grounds it foul outside of third. And so the count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Hatcher will be running on the pitch. Game tied at 3. Playing behind Hatcher. Black comes set. There goes the runner. 3-2 pitch. Foul straight back. Hatcher not really getting a good jump at first base. He wants to make sure that Black goes to the plate. And with Black being a left-handed pitcher on the mound, you have to wait just a little longer if you're the runner at first base. Again ready. Runner goes. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball hit into center field. Coming in is Lewis. He's there. Makes the catch inside. Retired. But in the inning, 2 runs on 3 hits. The big blow. A home run by Larkin. We go to the third inning. Game tied at 3.
Bud Light Beer presents George Strait.
You got to have an ace in the hole. Secret that nobody knows. Don't put it all on the line for just one roll. You've got to have an ace in the hole.
Bud Light's your ace in the hole with a clean, fresh taste that won't fill you up and never let you down. Only one light beer tastes so right. Bud Light.
No matter what you do, no matter where you go, you've got to have.
Missouri.
If you've been waiting to buy a home, now's a great time to take a fresh look at the market. It's a buyer's market. Home prices and mortgage rates haven't been this low in years. But to get the best deal, call your realtor. Realtors keep up on houses, prices, even financing. Chances are they'll recommend a Great Western Bank home loan. So don't let this buyer's market pass you by. Call your realtor or call Great Western at 1-800-GW-ASK-US.
If you're thinking about buying a cellular phone, then now is the right time to call Pactel Mobile Services. They're the Bay Area's right connection for the right cellular phones at the right price with the right service. For their nearest authorized agent location, call Pactel at 1-800-PACTEL-2. Get the right connection for your cellular phone. Pactel Mobile Services, a Pacific Telesis company.
This is the Giant 68, KNBR.
Game tied at 3. We go to the Giants' half of the third inning. Mitchell, Williams, and Thompson, the three, to be facing left-hander Randy Myers. Myers ready. Here's the first pitch to Mitchell, and he swings and misses a breaking ball. Kevin way out in front of that pitch. Kind of on one. During the last 11 games, Clark, Mitchell, and Williams have hit a combined 11 home runs, and they've driven in 34 as Mitchell takes outside, one ball, one strike. Nothing like having your 3, 4, and 5 hitters get hot at the same time. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and Mitchell swings and misses strike two. That's just during the last 11 games. Then again, you have other guys that have been contributing. One ball, two strikes. Mitchell taking some time. He was fooled in those last couple of pitches. Giants have won 14 of 19 games since the All-Star break. 1-2 pitch, and Mitchell takes low. The ball gets by Oliver, goes all the way to the backstop. 2-2 count. And since the All-Star break, Giants have gained 5.5 games on the Dodgers. Tonight, they come into this game 9 games back. 2-2 pitch, and Mitchell swings, and it's went high and deep to right field. Back is O'Neill. He's at the warning track, and this ball is gone. A home run for Kevin Mitchell. And the Giants are back on top, 4-3. Well, we can amend the numbers I just gave you. They've now hit 12 home runs and driven in 35. For Kevin Mitchell, his 21st home run of the year. And RBI number 51. And here is Matt Williams. Matt Williams, an infield base hit, his first at bat. Takes the first pitch outside, one ball, no strikes. Now time is called. Oliver going out and talking with Myers. This last 11 games, Kevin has now hit 5 home runs. Now Oliver behind the plate. Myers ready to work and started his windup, but Matt stepped out of the batter's box now. He's back in. And here's the 1-0 pitch, and Matt swings and pops it up at home plate. Oliver coming over near the stands, near the Reds dugout, makes the catch, and that is out number one here in the inning. And before Thompson comes to the plate, we're going to pause for station identification on the Giants radio network.
Keep your Dalmatians away from the radio, Giant fans, on Monday morning, because Cruella DeVille visits Frank and Mike right here on the Giant 68 KNBR San Francisco, Northern California's sports leader.
Here's Robbie Thompson, and Robbie takes the first pitch low, one ball, no strikes. Giants have three players that have hit 20 or more home runs. The last time they did that was 1987. 1-0 pitch, and Robbie fouls one back over the top of our heads. One ball, one strike. That was the year that Clark hit 35, Chili Davis hit 24, and Candy Maldonado hit 20. Giants have not had four players hit 20 or more, as Thompson pops one up down the right field side. That'll get in the stands. Giants have not had four players hit 20 home runs since 1970. When McCovey hit 39, Mays 28, Bonds 26, and Dick Dietz hitting 22. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch to Thompson is fouled back to the screen, and it remains a 1-2 count.
Giants leading by a score of 4-3 as we go here in the third inning. Next pitch to Thompson is hit into center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Hatcher on one hop gets it back to the infield. And Robbie Thompson is 2-for-2 tonight. Brings up the catcher, Kurt Manwaring. Manwaring, fielder's choice, is only at bat. In that Philadelphia-Montreal game, Phillies are leading by a score of 2-1. That's in the bottom of the fourth inning. Dennis Martinez is working that game for Montreal. First pitch to Manwaring is high, one ball, no strike. We mentioned that to you because Dennis Martinez coming off the perfect game in Los Angeles. And this is his first outing since that perfect game. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Manwaring has to lean back out of the way, 2-0. There have been some other players that have pitched perfect games. Last National Leaguer to do it was Tom Browning in 88. Browning will be working in the game on Sunday. 2-0 pitch to Manwaring is in there for a strike. Browning, the game after he had pitched his perfect game, was against the San Francisco Giants, and he went 8 innings, and he gave up just 1 run on 5 hits and struck out 4. And the result is he won that game. There's an easy lob to first base. Len Barker in 1981, when he pitched the perfect game against Toronto, came back his next outing and worked against the Seattle Mariners and lost, giving up 3 runs on 8 hits, but he struck out 10. Two-one pitch, and there's a drive down the right field line, slicing foul. Two balls and two strikes to Kurt Manwaring. Other pitchers that have thrown perfect games: Catfish Hunter in 1968, when he was facing the Minnesota Twins. He won that ball game, but he gave up 8 runs on 8 hits. Helps to have a ball club that scores runs for you. Koufax in 1965, after his perfect game against the Chicago Cubs, he came back and lost the next game. There's a pitch that is high, 3-2 now, to Kurt Manwaring. And then Jim Munning in 1964 against St. Louis, no decision. He gave up 4 runs on 11 hits in the 7 innings that he went. So we'll keep an eye and see what Dennis Martinez does tonight. Pitch underway, and Manwaring fouls it away. And the count remains full, 3-2. Giants leading by a score of 4-3. We're in the third inning. Three balls and two strikes. There goes Thompson. The pitch once again is fouled back out of play. And we'll do this 3-2 count all over again. Reading the paper and the comment by Andy Van Slyke, Pirates outfielder, was asked if the team's current 14-game road trip was the most important of the season. Give you his reply here in a second. There's an easy lob to first base. Van Slyke said, well, do you think that 3 months into Christopher Columbus's trip, that anybody asked him that if the next 3 months are as important? He said just surviving the first month was pretty important to Pittsburgh Pirates. Three balls and two strikes. Thompson with a good lead at first. Thompson goes, 3-2 pitch, fouled away again. And not very far from the booth. So Robbie will go back to first.
Three balls and two strikes. Thompson goes, 3-2 pitch is high, ball four. And down to first base goes Manwaring. Giants have runners at first and second and one away, and the batter will be Jose Uribe. Jose Uribe standing in. Jose grounded to first base his first time up. Myers ready. Here's the pitch underway, and Uribe takes outside. One ball and no strike. Let's quickly bring you up to date in some of the other games around baseball. Pittsburgh is at St. Louis. Time called as Stan Williams, pitching coach for the Reds, is going out. Pirates have lost six in a row, but they still have a five-game lead. Philadelphia at Montreal, and the Phillies lead it 2-1 after 3.5 innings of play. Chicago at New York, no score after three. San Diego at Atlanta, and San Diego leading 5-1 after three innings of play. Tim Tuffle has hit a grand slam for the Padres. Atlanta Braves have won four in a row. The Dodgers are at Houston. Ojeda going against Jones. Houston has won four straight. Dodgers with a 4.5 game lead over Atlanta. In the American League, New York at Detroit. Tigers leading 2-1 after two innings of play. Stan Williams has finished his meeting and is now walking back to the Reds' dugout. Kansas City 4-0 over Cleveland after three innings of play. Toronto leading Boston 3-0 after 2.5 innings. Baltimore at Chicago, no score after one. And then the other three games in the American League are on the road. Texas at Milwaukee, Minnesota at Oakland, and Seattle at California. The scoreboard has been brought to you by Home Depot, where low prices are just the beginning. Myers ready, and the next pitch to Uribe is hard at the second baseman, Duncan, who goes to Larkin on the first double play. And side retired, 4-6-3 on the double play. But in the inning, Giants with one run on two hits. A home run by Mitchell, his 21st of the year. We go to the bottom of the third, Giants leading 4-3.
This broadcast of San Francisco Giants Baseball is brought to you by Lunch Buckets, San Francisco's leader in microwavable meals. Lunch Buckets has a lineup of 18 delicious varieties like country vegetable soup, lasagna, and hearty beef stew. And for those of you in training, there's new Lunch Bucket Light Balance microwavable meals, which are low in fat, low in cholesterol, and average less than 190 calories. They lead the league in tastes with flavors like beef and pasta Bordeaux, chicken fiesta, pasta, and garden vegetables. The Lunch Bucket and Light Balance teams are both made up of the highest quality ingredients like garden vegetables, lean meats, tender pasta, and savory spices. And they're both ready to eat in just 75 seconds. So they're perfect for home, the office, anytime you're in a hurry and have a major league appetite. Lunch Bucket and Light Balance microwavable meals, a hit anytime. Lunch Bucket and Light Balance microwavable meals are now available at your favorite Safeway store.
Save on the Giants' hit of the week at Tower Records. Special prices on these hot new releases. For just $11.99 CD, $7.99 cassette, take home Natalie Cole's Elektra album, Unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
On Giant, get CMB by Color Me Bad. And you'll save at Tower on the Boys in the Hood soundtrack on Quest. These new releases are each $11.99 CD, $7.99 cassette. Pick up Giants tickets, too, at Tower Records. Open till midnight.
It's Bit and Byte, the Binary Brothers. John C. Dvorak talks high tech and computers with me, Leo Laporte. Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on Northern California's sports and chip leader, the Giant 68, KNVR, San Francisco.
Giants leading by a score of 4-3. We go to the Reds' half of the third inning. It'll be Braggs, Martinez, and Duncan facing the left-hander, Bud Black, who is going after his ninth victory of the year. Black has won his last two starts. Most recently, beating the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1 at Candlestick Park. The left-hander winds. Here's the first pitch of the inning, and it is a bit high, 1-0. Braggs doubled to drive in a run in the first inning. Hit one right over the bag at third base to drive in Barry Larkin. Here's the 1-0 pitch.
And that is in there for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch on the way, and Braggs fouls it straight back. One ball and two strikes. Last night, a crowd of 30,351 paid. I think they have a little bit better crowd than that this evening. Here's the 1-2 pitch in the way, and there's a big high chopper on one hop to Robbie Thompson, and he throws out Bragg. Bragg's hit it right down the ground, and it hit the dirt part in front of home plate and went all the way in one hop to Robbie Thompson. That infield in front of, that ground in front of the home plate area is hard. 4-3 on the punt out, and here is the first baseman, Carmelo Martinez. Martinez struck out his first at bat. And the first pitch is high, one ball, no strike. Back, ready. Here's the 1-0 delivery on the way, and Martinez swings and pops it up foul down the left field line, well back into the crowd. A 1-1 count. Tomorrow evening, Jack Armstrong will be starting for the Reds against John Burkett. And then on Sunday evening, that's right, Sunday evening, Tom Browning going against Trevor Wilson. And after the game on Sunday, the Giants move on to Atlanta for a four-game series before returning to Candlestick Park. 1-1 pitch to Martinez is high, 2-1. Upcoming homestand. The Dodgers will be in town for three, followed by Atlanta for three, and Cincinnati for four. There's a swing and a foul tip off the glove of Manwaring. 2-2. Two pitch on the way, fouled away again. Giants return home on the ninth. Hope you make your plans to come to Candlestick Park. Two balls and two strikes. Black winds, here's the pitch on the way, and Martinez rolls one to Robbie Thompson. Easy play for Robbie. And he throws out Martinez, two away. Couple of ground ball outs here in the third inning. Here's the second baseman, Mariano Duncan. Duncan grounded to Matt Williams in the first inning. Last year, Duncan batted 306 and in particular had a great year against left-handed pitching. Duncan batted on the season against left-handers, batted 410. So it's easy to understand why Pinella put him in the lineup here this evening. There is strike one. Although this year Duncan is struggling. Overall, instead of batting 306, he's batting 215. The 0-1 pitch. Chased a high fastball and missed, 0-2. On deck is Paul O'Neill. Giants with three in the first. Reds came back with one in their half of the first inning, and then two in the second. And the Giants scored in the top half of the third. Next pitch to Duncan is high, and the count is 1-2. We're in the bottom of the third. Game two of the series. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Black, and it is fouled straight back into the crowd. Two strikes. home plate umpire Doug Harvey cleaning off the home plate. Outfield shading Duncan toward right field. Big gap in left center. 1-2 pitching away, and a curveball is high, 2-2. Bud Black will be the first to admit that he's been all over the plate tonight. 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on him in strike three. Side retired. Third strikeout for Bud Black. Hank Greenwald will be calling the play-by-play for you when we come back in the fourth inning. But after three innings of play here at Riverfront Stadium, Giants leading the Reds 4-3.
At Farmers Insurance, we still enjoy getting together for an old-fashioned picnic. We still have three-legged races and a tug of war. It's a tradition, and tradition is important to us at Farmers, especially traditional values like trust and dependability. But along with tradition, we believe in protecting you and your family with the newest, most advanced technologies and strategies. A good example of that is the Farmers Friendly Review. It's free, and it's the best way to make sure your coverage is up to date. Today, Farmers is one of the biggest insurance organizations in the nation. But you know, 10 million people don't choose us year after year because we're big. They choose us because they know America can depend on Farmers. And that's not just a line. At Farmers, it's a tradition.
For Farmers Insurance in San Francisco, see Wing Chem, Sita Kayabaya, Craig DeLingus, Vera Lee, and Jack Lynn. In Redwood City, call Rosie Mendoza, Alan Litz, Mark Larson, and Ed Landis.
It sounds simple. You put gas in your car goes. But cars aren't simple these days, and gasoline shouldn't be either. That's why Chevron makes high-octane Chevron Supreme with Tecraline. High-octane and Tecraline, a great combination to prevent knocks, pinging, stalling, and run-on. The simple way to pump high performance into your car. Chevron Supreme, we're with you all the way.
Great Western Bank is proud to be in the lineup of San Francisco Giants sponsors. With over $40 billion in assets and more than 100 years of experience, you can rest assured Great Western will always be there.
You're listening to Giants Baseball on the Giant 68 KNBR.
Giants lead 4-3 as we go to the top of the fourth inning, and Bud Black leads it off and takes a called strike from Randy Myers. Black struck out his first time up. Myers comes back with the 0-1 pitch, and that is high for a ball, 1-1. Hello, everybody. I'm Hank Greenwald, and I'll be with you for the next four innings here in Cincinnati tonight as the 1-1 pitch is on the way, and that is low. Two balls, one strike. Both these pitchers have struggled tonight. Randy Myers and Bud Black. The pitch, and Black lines it sharply foul into the seats behind the third base dugout. Boy, that'll test your reflexes in a hurry if you're a spectator over that direction. Left-hand batter against the left-hand pitcher. Now the 2-2 delivery, and Black swings and misses strike three. So Black strikes out for the second time tonight. Of course, it's 95 degrees at the start of play here tonight, so maybe on a night like that, you'd want a fan a couple of times, if indeed that would help. We have a fan in our booth there, as a matter of fact, an electric fan, that is. Now Darren Lewis swings at the first pitch and fouls one back. And the great thing about this little fan is that if you get close enough to it, you can actually feel it. And you don't have to shave the next day. Next pitch to Lewis is lined sharply foul into the seats back of the first base dugout. Darren Lewis doubled to right field his first time up and then grounded to short. So he is 1-for-2. Giants 4, Reds 3. Giants scored three times in the first inning. And the Reds came back with a run in the first, two in the second on Larkin's homer to tie it, and then Mitchell's homer put the Giants in front. Larkin swings, fouls another shot into the seats back of first. Well, there is some justice in the world. That line shot fan sitting down there, stuck his hand out. The ball hit his hand and stung like you can imagine. He didn't catch it, reached down and got it back. There's a swing and a foul straight back. And 99 times out of 100, the first guy that gets a hand on the ball is not going to end up with it unless he just flat out catches it. 0-2 the count to Darren Lewis. The wind and the pitch, and that is low and away. One ball and two strikes. This is a four-game series here in Cincinnati. The Giants won here last night in game one. Now the next pitch to Lewis, and that is high ball two, 2-2. Giants with four games in Cincinnati and four more in Atlanta. Two teams that are ahead of the Giants in the standings. 2-2 pitch, and Lewis fouls another shot off right field way, out of play. Count remains two balls, two strikes. If the Giants could win this ball game, they would move ahead of the Cincinnati Reds into third place. Here's the motion, and then it's broken off as Lewis had called time and stepped out. Now Myers comes back 2-2, and the pitch is fouled again into the seats back of the first base dugout. Myers can throw hard, and right now Lewis is having trouble getting around on those pitches, but making enough contact to foul them off. 2-2 as Myers looks in. Darren Lewis waits. Myers still staring. Now Lewis says that's enough, and he calls time and steps out. One out here in the fourth inning. Myers ready to work, and he throws, and the pitch just off the outside corner. That was close. Dodgers and Astros scoreless in the second inning at Houston. Padres lead the Braves 7-1 there in the fourth in Atlanta. Now the next pitch to Lewis, and a little fly ball down the right field line, and that is going to land foul down in the Reds bullpen and bounces up into the seats. Cubs and Mets are in the fourth inning at New York, tied 1-1. Pirates and Cardinals just underway in St. Louis. Fifth inning in Montreal, Phillies 3 and the Expos 2. Here in Cincinnati, Giants 4, Reds 3, top of the fourth inning. Darren Lewis hitting 329 as a San Francisco Giant. This is his 18th game. He joined the ball club on the last road trip. Myers throws 3-2 and Lewis fouls another one back. Right about now, Myers is thinking, hey, this guy's tough. Throwing my best stuff up there, and he's fouling him off. Myers throwing a lot of pitches, something that he's not that used to doing. Again, the 3-2 pitch on the way, and it's high ball four, and Lewis wins the battle. Boy, what an at-bat for Darren Lewis. There's an at-bat that shows a maturity as a hitter far beyond Darren Lewis's tender years. Runner at first, one out, Willie McGee the batter, and the first pitch is at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Had 30,000 here last night. Probably come close to that again tonight, if not more, on this Friday night. Big crowds are expected for the weekend. Lead at first by Lewis. McGee waits and the pitch. And there's a called strike two, 0-2. McGee is 2-for-2 here tonight. He had three hits in last night's game. Just coming back off the disabled list. And he is batting 335 for the season. Lead at first by Lewis and the 0-2 pitch. And McGee takes just outside. McGee, with the period of time that he missed, does not have the required plate appearances to qualify for the batting title right now. Fastball is fouled off to the right and out of play. If he continues to play regularly, if he stays healthy, he will once again project himself back into the picture, particularly with an average around 335 when Pendleton and Otis Nixon, both of the Braves, are tied for the league lead starting play tonight at 3:37. Myers throws 1-2, and McGee lines a shot foul toward the backstop. But Myers, who is accustomed as a short reliever to coming in and blowing the ball by the hitters, is finding, after Bud Black, Lewis and McGee fouling off pitch after pitch. Now a turn and a throw to first, and Darren Lewis is back. I don't know how many pitches Myers is capable of throwing in a game as a starter, but he's thrown an awful lot to this point. McGee waits. They set up a bit outside, and the pitch is swung out and fouled off to the right and headed for the upper deck. One ball, two strikes to count. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. The Giants and the Reds. Reds lead this series 4-3. The Giants won last night 8-1. Lewis, the runner at first. McGee waiting patiently as Myers comes set, looks at first, and throws, and a curveball grounded to short. Larkin to Duncan. There's one. No throw to first. We'll pause for station identification on the San Francisco Giants radio network.
This is KNBR's Peter B. Collins with a personal question for our female Giants fans. Are you married to a husband from hell? If so, you gotta listen Monday at 1. Comic writer Jan King joins me here on KNBR San Francisco, Northern California's sports leader.
Hank Greenwald with the Eberhard brothers, Gene and Glenn. You probably have a lot of their albums. You're a devotee of music from back in the 50s. Early 60s. Pitch to Will Clark is swung on and fouled down the left field line, out of play. Guys, the Eberhard brothers made a lot of hit recordings back then. But they said, yeah, you can have all that fame and fortune. We just want to work in radio. We want to be broadcast engineers. The heck with all that, those millions. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Clark, and that is low. And you don't find many people like that in this day and age. Well, good for you guys. We wouldn't have a broadcast if it weren't for you two. One ball, one strike. Runner at first base, Willie McGee. Clark has walked and flied to right. Myers throws a pitch in the dirt, blocked by Oliver, and there's no advance. Two out here in the top of the fourth inning.